Within the Medicare secondary payer arena, the purpose of all of the regulations and all of the rules is to protect the Medicare Trust Fund. Congress made a decision that this was one of the means that they were going to implement to make sure that money was recovered when there was a third-party payer, and that money went right back into the Medicare Trust Fund to pay the bills that are coming for the people down the line. As with the entire Medicare program, over time it's sort of mushroomed, and there are a lot of ambiguities, there are a lot of hardcore rules. The first thing I want to tell you, and I want you to pay more attention to this than anything I'm going to tell you here today. If you're ever in a situation where someone is trying to scare you, where the information that you're being given is designed to make you scared to death of Medicare, quit listening. Okay? Yes, there are rules. Yes, there are things that you are obligated to do. Not only are you representing your client, I'm going to assume, are most of you plaintiff's counsel? Do we have very many defense here?
Mostly what we have are attorneys that draft trusts, like I do, and trust officers.
Well, then you're not going to get my point at all. Okay. Well, you need to remember this, though, when you're working with plaintiffs and defense counsel, okay, that no matter what they tell you, basically this is the way it works, and that is when there is a settlement judgment award, then Medicare has a priority right of recovery for payments that they've made related to the incident and the injuries from that case. It's not just what the actual injuries are. It's what plaintiff's counsel pleads, too. So if they go in, which happens on a fairly regular basis, and they say everything is wrong with this person is related to this particular accident. Now, I understand that for negotiating reasons, sometimes they start off with that, and then as time goes by, they back down, and it gives them room to negotiate. But if they stick hard and fast to that rule, then they can't turn around to Medicare and say, well, no, those really aren't related. Whatever position they take in the case is the position they're going to take with Medicare.